We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Rest in peace, Margot Kidder. She died at her home in Montana on Sunday at the age of 69. No word on a cause of death yet. Her manager said she died peacefully in her sleep. She called into a radio show this past Wednesday and actually said she was in bed battling the flu and puking every hour and a half. And so I'm not sure if that was a contributor, but she has, in fact, passed away. Best known for her work as Lois Lane in the 80s in the Christopher Reeve Superman films. Sorry to hear that you're gone, Margot. The rollouts for TV are this week. I think they call them the upfronts. It sort of lets advertisers and syndicators know what's happening with the fall season and,
and
new
fans
shows.
Of their shows on whether they're going to get be back.
Right. A lot of this is when they announce cancellations, new shows, and what's been renewed.
Right.
So Fox announced their schedule for the upcoming TV season. It includes four new shows, two dramas and two comedies. And also they have two acquisitions. They're getting Thursday Night Football and Last Man Standing, which is a Tim Allen show.
I think that was on CW.
It was on ABC.
Oh.
It was canceled last May, and then Fox picked it up because the show's fans campaigned for it to continue.
Huh.
So they decided, all right, we'll give that a try.
It's a good show. I actually like it, but it's so political. He's really into Trump, the character.
So he's Republican guy.
Yeah,
all
and
right.
Guns, I mean... It's just being thrown at you. Like I was saying about Roseanne, those first couple episodes, that's the way Last Man Standing is every show.
ABC said they were losing money on it with increasing production costs and sagging ratings.
Mm.
But the show is owned by 20th Century Fox TV, so it's actually going to be more cost effective for them. They won't have to pay as much, I guess, to license it. So that'll bring the price down a little bit is what they're saying. Fox is also making a bigger investment in the NFL, picking up Thursday Night Football from CBS. It's a 5-year deal. They'll get 11 Thursday games per season, and it'll be Joe Buck and Troy Aikman in the booth. New shows, they've got a sitcom about old people that's set in a retirement home. It's called The Cool Kids. It stars 69-year-old Vicki Lawrence, probably best known for the Carol Burnett Show.
And Mama's Family.
Sure, okay, Mama's
Come
Family.
Come on.
61-year-old David Alan Greer, who it was from
How
Living...
How old is he?
61 years old. From In Living Color, right?
Yes.
74-year-old Martin Mull, who you would recognize. He's been in a million things. And 63-year-old Leslie Jordan. It's created by Charlie Day. And I guess some of the co-stars from Always Sunny in Philadelphia are actually getting producing credits on this. So,
cool.
That sounds funny.
It does. There's also a comedy called Rel. This stars Lil Rel Howery, who you would know as the main character in Get Out's best friend.
Okay.
The TSA guy?
Yes.
He's funny.
He is funny.
And I guess he's also on something called The Carmichael Show.
Uh-huh.
So he's getting his own show. Rel. It's called Lil Rel Howery. It's about a single father starting a new life after his wife cheated on him with his barber. And Sinbad is on the show too, playing his father.
Oh.
After Sinbad's dad's age now, huh? Wow.
After the holidays, Fox is going to roll out two new dramas. A creepy one called The Passage, starring Mark-Paul Gosselaar as a federal agent, and a legal drama called Proven Innocent about a law firm that specializes in representing wrongfully convicted clients. They have renewed Gotham for a fifth and final season, and it's actually going to be a shorter season than the other ones have been. So I guess there'll be 5 seasons total, Vinny, for you to enjoy. They didn't say how many episodes, but they did say the season is going to focus on Bruce Wayne's transformation into Batman. Is he still, how far into that are you?
I'm only in the first season, but he's a little boy.
Yes.
And so they
must skip forward.
This is what I like. So in the Batmans, they always show in the beginning that the Waynes get robbed in the alley and the parents are shot. And that leaves Batman or the boy, Bruce Wayne, by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flash forward and he's a grown up. this show starts there and goes it's to the about, next day.
It's right. It's about that time in his life.
Right. It's about the police trying to find the villains, and it's about the villains being young, too. So the first one I'm watching, or the first season
right,
I'm watching.
Right, it's their transformation as well.
Right. So we're watching the Penguin get his nickname, right. And he hates it.
He's a creepy dude, too.
He's super creepy. It's good. I like it. It's you know what's cool about it? People say this sometimes about the Lifetime channel, but for me, this is working. It's there's nothing in real life about it. Huh. So you just fall into this stupid world, and you're just... It
there
doesn't
you
remind you of anything.
You'll
you're
buy
just,
anything.
Right.
Other shows that they are bringing back include 911, which is basically a show about Connie Britton answering a 911 line. She only had a one-year contract, and she went, I'm done. So Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to take her place. Mm. She'll be a new call center operator.
I thought that was a comedy with...
No, you're thinking of Reno 911? 911 is apparently...
I thought it was called Brooklyn 911.
No, Brooklyn 99. Brooklyn.
Oh,
Brooklyn 9.
All right, I'm clearly confused. Okay. I don't know anything about this 911 show with Connie Britton.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it either.
Is it a comedy?
How could it be?
It doesn't say that here. Bob's Burgers is coming back. Empire, Family Guy, The Gifted, Hell's Kitchen, Lethal Weapon. As you know, they're replacing Clayne Crawford, and I have a story about that in a second. MasterChef Junior, The Orville. Which is the Seth MacFarlane sort of takeoff on Star Trek.
Yeah.
The Resident, Showtime at the Apollo, The Simpsons, and Star. The shows they canceled are The Exorcist, The Last Man on Earth, Lucifer, The Mick, New Girl, The X-Files, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which has already been picked up by NBC.
Mm.
That's one we just talked about. The X-Files... Fox is saying they had no plans to do anything with it at the moment following the exit of Gillian Anderson. And she took a shot at that by tweeting, well, the truth is, following the exit of 77% of viewership, the show's ratings for its 11th season were dismal, with the finale getting just 3.4 million viewers. It actually, when they decided to bring back The X-Files, people were super excited, and 16 million people tuned in for the first episode of the new stuff, and now 3 million people watched the last one.
Huh.
And there are a few Fox shows that are in limbo. American Grit, The F-Word with Gordon Ramsay, Ghosted, L.A. to Vegas, and Superhuman. I don't know what the holdup is on those, but I also have never heard of any of them, so perhaps right. They're just going to go away. Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
This is a TV show
you
based on
it?
The movies. I haven't watched it. Have you watched it?
No. Can't
so playing the main characters are this guy, Clayne Crawford, and Damon Wayans. So they're, I guess, partners. Is that what Lethal Weapon is? They're sort of like a partnered up cop team.
One is crazy, and the other one is just trying to get through the day.
Which one is which?
Mel Gibson's character was crazy.
I see.
And Murtaugh, Danny Glover's character, was, I'm too old for this, was his line. I'm too old for this every minute.
So Damon Wayans, now that the show's return is settled and they've cast Stifler in the role of the crazy dude. He is doing some tweeting and shedding a little bit of light on what's going on or what went on the
set.
He's
been surprisingly quiet.
He has. Well, I'm sure he was waiting it out. Let's see what happens. And I don't even know what the fate of it. Maybe they'll just cancel the whole show. Damon Wayans is 57 years old. He took to Twitter on Monday night after the series was renewed for a third season and Crawford's replacement was announced. Fans were upset about the news, and we did hear yesterday from a number of texters who do watch Lethal Weapon, the TV show, who said, yeah, that guy might suck in real life, but he's the show.
He's good. Right.
They're saying he's great. So, but he's done. So Wayans, after people were getting all upset, he defended the casting changes and he shared a video of himself in which he says he was the one hit by the shrapnel in the explosion on the set on one of the episodes that Clayne Crawford, the guy who's now been fired, was directing as well as starring in. Were you able to find that video? Because there's also a still shot, apparently, of the damage.
I have a still shot right here.
All right, so this is the back of his head.
Oh.
It's a small cut, but there's blood, and no one wants to be injured on set. I mean, God knows if he'd been facing wherever that came from. That's at eye level. I mean, that would be his eyeball. That would not be, you know, on his pretty face.
All right, well, I think that, you know, in his early days, he would have taken that hit gladly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, may I have another, but It's true. As you get established, you probably feel like, I don't want to do stunts.
He says, now that the fate of... This is Twitter. Now that the fate of the show is solidified, I'd like to address the Twitter outrage with this video and image to follow. Hashtag directed by at Clayne Crawford. This is what he tweeted out. So there is a video, apparently, of the actual explosion on set.
So he's saying it's the director's fault that he was hit.
He is saying in the video, something explodes behind him and he's seen ducking with his face twisted in pain as he clutches his head. And the hashtag, he indicated that Clayne Crawford was behind this as the director. Mm. He says, so then there's that close up of the injury, a cut on the back of his head, blood dripping down his neck. He says, how does the shrapnel from this hit me on the opposite side of the head? Then he shared what appeared to be an explanation he was given for the incident. He says, below is a rendering seeking to explain yesterday's incident. It turns out there was a second shooter to Damon's left on the other side of the pillar behind which his character was crouched, which accounts for what he heard from his left side. And he tweeted out this explanation that he'd been given.
So it was chaos on the set, is what he's saying.
In other tweets, he alleged that Crawford, quote, hit another actor in the mouth with a bottle of green tea and busted his mouth open.
Hmm.
He hit, let's see, he then shared a photo of a sticker that he said was stuck all around the set, which read, Clayne Crawford is an emotional terrorist. So somebody had these stickers made up and stuck them everywhere. Then he tweeted, since at Warner Brothers TV is not defending me at all, here's another photo of images other people were posting in and around the lot. Not me. He became uninsurable. He relished in making females cry and struck fear in the cast and crew. Hashtag don't blame me. And then they go on to talk about Crawford, how he'd apologized and explained.
Well, we
some
knew
of his
it had to be worse than Clayne Crawford was making it out to be because it seemed
like isolated incidents.
Smallish.
But it sounds like he was just a terror
right. From
the set. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
That is a biopic. About Freddie Mercury and Queen.
That's what it's called?
Yes. And so I just watched the trailer. And so go ahead and play
this. This is starring the guy from Rope.
This is, Rami Malek.
Right.
Rami Malek. And it looks like it takes them through their whole history. He looks just like him. The imagery they're showing in this, though, I mean, he really...
And the audio is not doing it any justice. You really got to watch that.
Take a look. Did you post that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
I can.
Oh,
put that up there.
That's a film. That's not. That's.
Oh yeah,
that's
is
not a
a
TV
film.
Thing.
And it's coming out, I believe, in November.
Yeah.
We're gonna try and see if we can maybe get a screening for that.
I'd love to see
bring
that.
Some listeners to that.
If it's a November release, they're expecting a lot of Oscar buzz for this.
Well, it looks amazing, and the people that they cast in it are really like the Brian May guy looks just like him. And
what is the name of the show the guy Rami comes
Mr.
from?
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
That's it.
He looks, and I guess he did do some of the singing. I think is what I read earlier that you know that they've had to. Recut parts of it. And
I wonder if Borat's bummed out.
Oh, because he could have been Freddie Mercury?
Well, he'd been trying for 3 years and they kept saying, no, no, no.
That's too bad.
We don't like that script. We don't like how you're portraying Freddie. And then they give it to Rami.
Well, Rami does look amazing. There are some shots in there where he is Freddie Mercury. I mean, he just, others you can tell it's him.
If you want to take a look, it's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you, Bryn. This is sweet. There's a little girl in Canada, and she loves pink.
Oh, okay.
She's a little 12-year-old. Her name is Victoria Anthony, and she launched a social media campaign to get pink to let her sing at her show this past Saturday night.
Well,
in
the
Vancouver.
Answer is absolutely not. No, young lady.
I'm sorry, Vinny, you just got that one wrong.
No, you can't come sing on my stage.
Do you have the video of her making the appeal?
Yes.
All right.
There it is.
She's real cute. She looks like she's sitting in a studio. Like, clearly her parents are musicians, but she's playing piano and singing, and someone's just filming her on, like, an iPhone.
I love the modern-day page turn for musicians is a swipe on the phone.
Exactly. It's so funny. So the video is her showing off her skills, and it got shown on the news in Canada. So it got picked up, and then Sarah McLachlan.
Boy, nothing's going on in Canada.
No,
huh?
Zero.
Jesus.
Sarah McLachlan even tweeted it to Pink to make sure that she saw it, and she did. And so on Saturday night, Pink actually went down into looks like where the security barrier is at the front
of
the stage.
Yeah, it looks like side stage or something. But
and
she's
the little
really
girl
close to the stage.
Comes up.
So she goes down.
So. She's standing face to face with Pink.
So she doesn't bring her on the stage. She just does it right there on the floor.
Pink hands her the microphone right over the barrier, and they're inches from each other. Pink is just enjoying this little girl.
That's adorable.
It's really cute. Pink actually gets a little choked up at this point.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd's singing along.
Give me that mic, punk.
Oh, that's cute. All she's whispering right. in her ear and saying sweet things to her. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, Pink, why are you so amazing?
I think she's here this weekend.
She's asked for it now.
Not only is she here this weekend, but I think she's back. Didn't we give away tickets last week to some shows that are coming
year?
Up in 2019?
Right.
She's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now she's going to have people asking for that all the time.
Yeah.
It's open mic night at a Pink concert.
Yeah. Well, she can just say
you want to make a video, don't you?
Do I? No, I don't want to do that, please. I want to be drunk at my house singing, not...
All right.
Is this girl going to get a record label contract?
Of course she will. I'm sure her life is...
What's her name again?
Victoria Anthony,
she'll be huge in Canada.
Yeah.
The bare naked lady.
Did you know that there's a law in Canada about how much music... has to be Canadian on the radio.
Yes. It's either 30% or 40%.
I think it's 40%.
Yeah, 40%.
That's a lot of Brian Adams.
It's a lot of bare naked ladies.
Right.
Justin Bieber?
Oh, yeah, that
Drake.
Counts.
How about Drake?
Is he
Canadian? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Mike Myers songs. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are tying the knot on Saturday. On Friday, we're going to have, I think it's in the 7 o'clock hour.
It's a lot of Celine Dion.
We have the British consul coming in.
Yes.
And he's apparently willing to answer questions or has offered himself as someone who's an expert on this and, you know, give us the whole rundown of how the thing will go.
So listen, this guy's going to be super politically correct.
Oh, I'm sure.
So even if you ask him the hard-hitting questions, he's going to, like, figure out a way to duck.
Oh, I don't want to make any comment as to whether or not the Buckingham Palace is experiencing racism right now.
Even if
that's the rumor, by the way, that no one is psyched about this.
Oh.
Yeah.
That they're racist?
Are you going to ask that question
Get
tomorrow?
That
out.
When there was a welcoming party for... Didn't we do this story on the air? I'm not sure.
What happened?
They had a little welcoming party for... Meghan Markle.
Okay,
a couple
I'm
months
starting
ago,
to remember something. Yeah,
and all this sort of far flung blue blood family comes
the
in.
Brooch. Yeah.
There were a few of them were wearing these pieces of jewelry that are apparently racist in nature, just because of why and how and who made them.
I remember it was one lady, but I didn't know it was a bunch of them.
There's a specific name for this jewelry, though.
I don't remember.
Yeah, no. There's been maybe this will go a long way toward the modernization of their thinking. But, you know, people are who they are. I'm not saying that. I don't know these people.
Blackamoor.
Oh, that's what...
Decorative style.
Blackamoor, mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, there's a lot of chaos leading up to this wedding. Her dad, Meghan Markle's father, he just had a heart attack less than a week ago. Then he gets out of the hospital because he's going to walk his daughter down the aisle for her wedding, which is this Saturday. He goes to England, and he is setting up paparazzi shots, which the speculation is he was getting money for. He says, I just didn't like the unflattering photos they were showing of me, so I wanted to set up a few flattering ones, so I got a paparazzo to do it. And this guy made something like $180,000.
It's good money.
Yeah, £135,000 or something. So, and then the speculation is, of course... Meghan Markle's dad got some of that money. So now he's back in the hospital. He started having chest pains, I guess, after the story broke that he was getting paid. And he said now that he's not going to walk her down the aisle. They're scrambling. They're saying it looks like her mother will do that now. And they're saying the palace is blindsided by this and all his bad behavior. And then she's got it is a half-sister, not a stepsister, Samantha Grant. So she is related to her. They have absolutely no relationship, according to sources, and she knows nothing about Meghan's life. That said, she's willing to offer stories that apparently aren't hers to tell and or are made up, because she wants her payday as well. So fabulous.
Bogus.
Does it suck to be Meghan Markle right now, or is it offset by the fact that she's in love and she's going to be
a princess?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe it's offset.
Well, let's see how long she can endure this treatment.
Things
don't change. No. People don't realize. Well, like, when I marry that person, everyone will like me. They don't.
It'll settle down a little bit at least.
Will it?
Yeah, I think that right now wedding frenzy is on, but after the fact, sure, there'll still be slights. If she's enduring racism where she lives.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure that they're being overt about it.
That's pretty overt. It's a brooch. That's
specifically.
Right.
So maybe she just says, not invited anymore.
Right. She won't encounter that person. Right. She can say, that person is uninvited.
Not
from
welcome.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. It all depends on how much Harry defends her.
Well, hopefully Harry defends her to the death. He's her husband.
Well, that's what you hope.
That is what you hope.
Where's my hat?
Game over, man. What's coming up, Vinny?
Teachers make the news. Zima makes the news.
Zima?
Parents and the lack of me time makes the news. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:37, and this
the Radio Alice Report.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors won last night. Way to go, guys.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Game 2 against the Rockets is Wednesday in Houston at 6 o'clock. That's tomorrow night. Great news. Well, I guess bad news if you're a bookie, great news if you're a delinquent gambler. It looks like we may have legalized sports gambling on the ballot this November here in California as the Supreme Court has shut down given the right for states to choose.
Fantastic.
So, great news.
Is it?
I don't know.
It needs to be seen.
I don't see why we should be pretending it's not happening.
Right.
And that it's not a fully... billion-dollar industry happening sort of right underneath our eye level.
Right.
What in the hell?
Yes, I do. I hear you.
This is breaking news. Tom Wolfe is a writer. He was 87 when he passed away today. He wrote The Bonfire of the Vanities, The Right Stuff, A Man in Full, and more. Been a long-time writer.
Yeah.
He's known for his white suits.
Oh.
Among other things.
I don't know if I've ever seen what he looks like, but I've for sure read some of those books.
Mm-hmm. Zima.
Yeah, what about it?
It's returning this summer.
Is it?
Yes, you're going to be able to drink Zima this summer.
Should I get Zima for the 4th of July party? Will you drink Zima?
I mean, is it going to be like just at BevMo or readily available? It used to be at every supermarket.
Zima was a thing for a while.
The citrus-flavored crystal clear malt beverage that made quite a splash when it first arrived in 94 is coming back to stores for a limited time. Oh. Looks like you'll be able to find it everywhere.
Ooh.
So you'll bring one of those with you to a party?
One.
I'll take a picture of myself drinking a Zima.
Okay.
That's how excited I am.
All right. How does that sold? Is that a 4-pack or a 6-pack?
It looks like I'm looking at the pictures. It looks like a 6.
Oh. Well, you just pull one out each Friday night.
For 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Over the summer.
Get you right through the summer almost.
Woo.
I brought my drink, everyone. Zima.
I brought my one drink. I'll be nursing this all day. And then if I run out, do you have any Baileys?
The alcoholics in the room are going to be wanting to kill me with this bottle as I nurse it. I'm not ready to sip yet.
Yeah.
Let me put that back down.
What was your question?
Did they say why they're bringing it back?
Nostalgia.
And just for sales.
Yeah, well, it's for money, but obviously, people are into...
Sure. I'm telling you, if I see it in the store when I'm stocking up for that party, I'll buy some Zima.
Their marketing manager of innovation told the press that retailers are clamoring for a second Zima return.
Oh, so they... Oh, yeah, they did do this a few years ago,
before,
didn't
sure.
they?
Sure. I think that... nostalgia is a thing, and if you sell enough of those over the course, you won't sell it long term because it's not beer.
It's not all that good.
Right.
I remember being like, everybody tried it, and then everyone went, it's okay.
I always used to have to, I remember when I would, hey, Mr. Beer, in high school, I'd always have to go, and can you get a 4-pack of Bartles and James wine coolers, please.
Oh, for your girlfriend?
Yeah. It's just...
She needs to throw up later, so I need to get her some wine coolers.
I don't think I ever drank wine coolers and didn't throw up.
Just give can you get the peach flavored Bartles and that? James?
I think the last time I drank wine coolers, yeah, I threw up. I drank like a 1 or 2 liter, you know, the
a big
liters.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was always getting the 4-pack for them, but whatever.
Hmm. It just seemed like they were just a barf waiting to happen.
Good, though.
Okay.
I like them.
You like them?
I like them.
They don't sell those anymore, right?
Oh, I'm sure they... I don't know about Bartles and James, but wine coolers are still out there.
Sure, you can get one. Yeah, I don't know if Bartles and James... Well, you haven't been in a liquor section.
That's true.
Which is the way it should
right.
be.
Yeah, Biddy.
Very true.
Yeah. I'll make a spritzer or something. If I got to have wine, I'll be like, you know, let's jazz
this up.
What's
that mean? You put 7-Up in it or something?
You can put a little... I put like a little splash of 7-Up or ginger ale, and then I fill the rest of it with club soda. And then it's... And put it over ice. Because I want ice in my drink. God, I hate wine.
Ice?
I wish
wine?
I wish I liked it, but I just
know.
Don't. Yeah.
A new survey of 2,000 people with kids found the average parent only gets 21 minutes of me time a day. And moms get even less. Hmm. Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about your kids because your situation was different. But I would still guess that when they yell for someone, they yell, Mom! No?
And you just go, ugh. Yeah, you know, there's a few hard years in there, but they, you know, it's been a long time since I've been beholden to little kids. Like they can do for themselves, and I often insist that they do.
Right. You know? No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I do know right now.
Like I'm happy to make you a sandwich because I'm making one for myself. But you know, if you want a sandwich and I'm out back, you're gonna have to make your own sandwich.
At 4, my kid is like,
oh, yeah.
Every second.
Literally every single thing.
What do you want to do with me? Well, I want to throw you out a window.
Do you want to do with me?
Yeah, I don't want to play. Go do anything
Playing
you want.
Playing is boring, kid.
I'm folding towels over here. Yeah. I mean, this is chores day.
Wrap me up in those. No. I'm busy.
I want to be a sushi in the yoga mat.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have neighbors and kids up the street?
Who are you talking to, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, of course we do.
Oh, And does she ever say, I'm going to go down the street and knock on the neighbor's door?
Yep.
And are you cool with that?
We're starting to be.
Yeah, she's at the right age.
Yeah,
I was really little when we were doing that in my neighborhood growing up.
Yeah, me too.
And that was the best thing about living in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All the moms, and I knew all the people on the street. I knew every single person in every single house. I can still picture the whole street, Westerly Ave.
Every single person.
And they would yell at you, you know? Get home! Stop doing that. Like, everyone was sort of watching out for all the kids, and we ran in a little gang. And
on Saturday, I cleaned my whole garage, like moved everything out and just cleaned everything.
Did you?
I even mopped the thing.
Oh, well, you did just put a fresh coat of paint down
the
on that.
The thing was just stellar.
Garagey.
Just so clean. No, I mean, I really went all out. And Lila and Landon, the two neighborhood kids, come by.
Lila and Landon?
Yeah, they're her friends. Mm-hmm. And she's napping because they're going to Taylor Swift that night. And they come over and they're like, hey, are you the dad? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm the dad. And they both ride their bikes right into the garage because it's empty. And they start doing circles like a motorcycle gang in the garage. And I'm like, I'm watching these two like it's a show. You got to be kidding.
Are they leaving tracks?
They're leaving little.
You didn't get off my lawn
no,
to them.
No. I couldn't stop laughing as I'm watching these two circle and ask me questions. Finally, I'm like, all right, kids, I'm going to go ahead and close the garage because, you know, she's napping and you've been here 15 minutes now. I don't know.
Thought you were going to show us some neat skateboard tricks, the dad.
No, not now. I'm just trying to get you out of here so I can sweep your tire tracks. Garage floor.
Funny.
Did they leave when you asked
they
them
did
to?
Leave but they came back 15 minutes later on the doorbell and what that was it was say? I couldn't no I wasn't they woke the kid up and that was that.
She go out did she go out and play?
Yep.
We've been waiting for you. You like those kids?
Yeah, they're cool.
How old are they?
Lila's 5. So
oh,
it's
perfect.
It's Lila and Isla.
Oh, adorable.
Is there a leader?
I'd probably say it's the older one, Lila. Yeah. You know how that
did
goes.
Did they just go in the backyard or did she get on her bike and go off with them?
I don't know. By then I was like, I have other stuff to do.
Where's the cat in this whole scenario? Like,
where's
the cat's litter box?
Where was
in this
when
new
you
house?
Were among, meow.
that's where I'm trapped in jail.
It's one of the things I clean. There's a litter box in the garage, and there's another litter box in the house.
Yeah, but where'd you move me?
What's the question?
Where'd you move me to?
You're anywhere you feel like being.
Am I still on drugs?
Yes, you're absolutely
still
on drugs.
So no incidents with peeing out of the box?
None.
And
I'm on kitty litter duty, by the way, everyone.
Yes, the pregnant woman isn't supposed to handle kitty litter.
That is such, what kind of racket is that?
It's a scam.
It is a scam, isn't it?
She got pregnant just for that reason.
She's going to have more kids just for that reason.
You're right.
Because we're 9 months off.
That is not happening.
Litter box duty. Ugh.
You wear gloves and a mask when you change my poop?
Got garage catches asking a question. No wonder he's all messed up. You don't answer him, Vinny.
I don't wear gloves and a mask. I just do it, get it over with, and then wash my hands. 47% of parents say it's impossible to completely take a day off from parenting, even when they're sick. Well, yeah. I mean, you.
Even when you go away, you're sitting there worried about your kids.
You asked for it, though, right? We all asked for it. You went and pulled the goalie.
You get what you ask for.
You asked for it.
Mm. So quit your bitching.
That's right.
Quit your bitching.
How about a fast fact?
I love those.
Wasabi.
Yum.
Was originally eaten with sushi to kill bacteria, not for its flavor.
Oh. Did it work?
That's not necessary now with modern sanitary conditions, but people still eat it out of habit.
Yeah. Oh, because it's delicious.
Yeah.
I don't even want sushi if I can't have a little soy wasabi mix up on the side there.
Veggie burgers were invented at about the same time as hamburgers. They both show up in cookbooks in the late 1800s.
Really?
Really.
Hey, back to the wasabi.
Oh, okay.
So the wasabi doesn't kill the bacteria that grows on the fish. It kills the bacteria that cause tooth decay.
Mm.
You got it? Good. Back over to you, Vin.
Thank you, Human. That was amazing. Your contributions this break are
stellar. Yeah.
There are more tigers in Americans' backyards than in the wild.
What?
There are only 3,200 tigers in the wild and more than 4,000 being kept as exotic pets.
Oh.
That's like in the Middle East, though.
They said in America.
American backyards.
Did you guys see there is a viral video about this prom?
Yep. I did see that.
Where they had a jungle theme, and this poor tiger is so miserable. They brought in a bunch of animals, but they put this tiger in the middle of all these people, and the thing is in this tiny cage, and it looks so agitated. It's so bummed out.
Of course. It doesn't want to go to a dance, everybody.
No, it's loud, and there's people.
Is that in America?
Yeah. I guess the principal of the school is apologizing.
Well, he should.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I agree. There's a health club in England that just started offering a new workout program.
Oh, yeah?
People like to watch TV or shows when they run.
Yeah.
Treadmills, though, aren't the best way to get your exercise. You want to be outside. So what they've decided to do, the health club is now offering this new workout program where you run outside behind a personal trainer who's wearing an iPad strapped to their back.
Oh, no.
So if you want to watch your show, you have to keep up with the trainer.
That's ridiculous.
That's so stupid.
You don't like that?
I don't. No. Because the guy's just jostling around. Can you run a little smoother?
You just got to get on the same rhythm as the guy.
It actually just makes me feel sad for humanity.
Why?
I can't just go for a run. I got to have a dude with a TV strapped to his back running in front of me. Okay. Who are we?
By the way, speaking of said by a lady with a nude gym. How is it going on the elliptical?
I do not have a nude gym. It's great. I've been getting in there and getting after it every day.
Is that right?
Yes. I share with you. I get a notification when you complete a workout. You don't get one when I complete
I'm
one?
Not getting that from you guys.
I've been getting both of yours. Yeah.
I get your little medals that you earn.
You do?
Yeah, when you close a ring, I hear about it. It's quite annoying, actually.
Do you want me to turn it off? Is it my setting that's sending it to you? Or what's? Because I'm not getting it from you.
Yeah, I don't know who's setting it. I wasn't behind the sharing. I actually don't mind it. What it does is
sounds
make
like
me.
You don't like it.
Well, it makes me go,
I'm not behind.
They're ahead of me.
Behind
him. But,
I don't know who set it all up.
You killed it yesterday, Sarah. It's okay.
She did?
Yesterday.
Well, 637 calories.
Wow.
Out of your,
yeah.
get on my elliptical.
Making coffee tables is hard work.
Yeah, and then I did the elliptical.
Oh.
There, it doesn't, you know, the walking, we're talking about the Apple Watch here. It's really generous. Like sometimes all I've done is get up, drive to work, and get in here, and it's and I haven't really moved at all, and half my move ring is closed. Like, look, like, there's no way that I've walked whatever that amount is. Let me see how far I've supposedly walked today. I have supposedly walked a kilometer today. There is zero chance that that happened.
You're running kilometers? Why don't you switch that to miles?
I don't know how to do it. I would do that. I would love to do that. I would love to do that if I can.
Who measures in kilometers?
Can you guys figure that out for me?
Yeah, it's not that.
Yeah,
what?
Change that for me. But the exercise thing, like I'm telling you, I was out there sweating, sanding, staining, screwing, doing all these things to this table.
Screwing?
Yeah, I had to screw it together.
Oh.
And busting my ass, and I looked down, and my needle hasn't moved an inch on the exercise thing. I was like,
it takes a minute to register.
Yeah, it doesn't always get it right away.
It didn't get it at all.
It got it.
Time look at all the stuff you got.
600-something calories, that wasn't just your elliptical.
Oh, look at the time. I'm out of time for text, but I'll do it next.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.